Now to political news in this country at the beginning of what could be a critical week, though. I guess you could say that about every week, couldn't you? Will Salatan joins us from Slate Magazine. Will, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Alex.
Thursday is the first of the three debates between President Bush and Senator Kerry. A lot of analysts say this is what's going to decide the election, or it's what's going to decide the election if Mr. Kerry has a real chance to win. He's got to do well here.
Yeah, he does. I mean, right now, we just updated on Slate our election scorecard this morning. Right now, President Bush has leads. If you look at the polls over the last week, he has an average of a 6-point lead nationally over John Kerry. John Kerry cannot survive a national deficit of that magnitude. He has to turn the race around, and his only chance is to begin in this debate on Thursday night and to sustain that through the next two debates over the next 2 weeks.
The topic on this first one, foreign policy, apparently at the request of the Bush team. Do you think the White House was right to want what's usually the most watched debate of the campaign to focus on events overseas and events where the news is often bad?
Well, I do think they were right. The Bush campaign was right to want to focus on foreign policy because the alternative, let's face it, is worse. They were hoping the economy would continue to grow at a pretty good pace. The numbers started to slack off a little bit, so they decided, look, we're just going to focus on foreign policy and a president who is resolute against terror. So that's been their message. Foreign policy doesn't look like quite the slam dunk for them that it did a couple of weeks ago. And that's because starting a week ago, John Kerry went on the attack on Iraq, came out with a position much more clearly opposed to that of President Bush, and that has given Kerry a lot of momentum.
Well, Mr. Bush is responding to Mr. Kerry by saying the senator's position is undermining the troops and maybe even emboldening terrorists. Is this a confidence or concern on Mr. Bush's part?
Well, I wouldn't call this a sign of confidence because if you think you've wrapped up the election, you don't really want to shake things up. And there's some risk that by attacking Kerry in this way, Bush could shake the race up in a way that would be dangerous to him.
The New York Times reports in yesterday's paper that Democrats in Ohio and Florida, these two key swing states, have registered far more new voters than Republicans, and maybe there's a surprise lurking out there.
This is an enormous story, Alex. Here's why it's important. The polls that you read about are weighted. That is, the pollster has a theory about how many Democrats versus how many Republicans are going to show up on Election Day, how many blacks, how many women. They weight these numbers sometimes by the percentage of that group in the census, sometimes by the percentage turnout of that group in the last election. If there are new registrations and much more new turnout among a certain demographic group, the polls will not anticipate that, and the numbers will turn out correspondingly different on Election Day. Now, you've heard a lot about the Republican ground game, about all the new voters they're trying to register. The Democrats have been very, very quiet. What this story shows is that the Democrats have a much better ground game in the swing states than anybody thought, which suggests that in the swing states, in Ohio and Florida, and possibly other states that the New York Times did not look at yet, Democrats will do much better than the polls suggest on Election Day.
Opinion and analysis from Will Salatin. He writes the Ballot Box column for Slate. He's a regular Monday guest here on Day to Day. Will, thanks.
Thank you, Alex.